you know anyone who is a ride or die creative soul who struggles to cope with real life while pursuing creative goals? If this describes you or any person that you know, then I hope you'll take the time to listen to this show. Through the eyes of an artist who is virtually unknown, sharing thoughts from his diary and conversations on the phone, to give hope and encourage every lost creative soul as we explore why creative matters so much more than you know.
Episode 11, Sob Story, Part 1. It's Saturday, May 8th, the day before Mother's Day. It's my only day off, as I've probably mentioned in other entries. I choose to take Saturday off. Saturday is my only day that I give myself a break, so to speak. Anyways, I just have a lot on my heart and my chest today. I've been having this feeling of sadness over the last 24 to 48 hours. And at first, I didn't understand what it was. Sorry, I'm in my car as usual, so if you hear that noise in the background. The last 48 hours or so, somewhere between that, maybe 36 hours, a day and a half, I've started to have this unexplainable feeling of sadness that I couldn't really put my thumb on why. And it wasn't like a sadness that's like at the forefront, you know, having me feel depressed and not being able to do anything. Like, I was carrying around my day and still functioning in life, and, you know, on the forefront of my mind, still very positive and happy about the way things have been going. You know, I listened, I published a couple episodes of the podcast, both This Creative Matters and Capes and Mics, in the last 48 hours, and feeling good about them. You know, I'm starting to get a real handle on what both shows are about, both the format and the content. And I'm feeling really good about the direction my life is heading in right now. My creative pursuits and my financial situation. I'm almost completely out of the hole. As a matter of fact, I'm just about to send my baby mama, my ex-wife, the last child support payment that I was owing her for the last few months. So I'll be all caught up to date in a few minutes after I finish this and I send her the money. So, you know, I've been feeling good on the surface for the most part. But especially when I went to bed last night. And then again, as I woke up this morning, I've been plagued by this nagging undercurrent of sadness. And I kind of, lying in my bed this morning, came to realize that it's really about my lack of having the love that I got used to with my ex-girlfriend being in the picture over the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021. Let me rephrase that. I want love. I need love too, as much as my creative pursuits and success in life is something I'm focused on and want desperately right now. At the end of the day, both of those things are being pursued because ultimately I want to have love in my life. I want to have a partner and a home and a place that I can call home, where my son can come and stay with me like on a regular basis and have his own room and his own space, and he could be with dad and see that dad loves him very much, and I could be a part of his life the way I've always wanted it to be. And I've just been very the reality of knowing that I don't have that right now is really breaking my heart. And today I, in theory, would have gotten my son for a visit. It's been about 2 months now, maybe a little bit less, maybe 6 weeks, but it's been over a month for sure, well over a month since I had to ask my son to bear with me and tell him that he can't come for a little while because I was, you know, at that rock bottom place that I shared with you guys at the beginning, I guess, of the Creative Matters podcast, first couple episodes. You know, where I couldn't afford to even buy groceries and that type of thing, let alone spare the time to not work while he's here and try and spend time with him. So I made a hard decision to, you know, suspend temporarily his regular visits. I should say, for context, to let people know that my son is 15 years old now, second year of high school. And I love him dearly, and he's been, for the most part, we've been able to maintain a pretty great relationship and regular visits with me throughout the last 10 years, since the time he was 4 years old to now, when I, you know, separated from his mom, my ex-wife. And he also has two older brothers, much older, who I love dearly, who are, I guess, legally or technically speaking, my stepsons, but they, you know, I raised them from they were very little infants. Like the middle one, who is 22 now, I started dating their mom and was, you know, part of his life from the time he was literally 4 months old. So to give you context, you know, they're basically my sons. And it breaks my heart that my situation in terms of living, I rent a room, literally just a room. It so happens to be in the home of, you know, someone from my high school years, a woman from my high school years slash friend. Obviously it's my friend, which definitely makes it a lot easier. And I'm thankful to God that I'm not renting a room in some random stranger's house. It makes life a lot easier. I have free reign throughout the whole home, and I can move freely and comfortably, you know, knowing that it's my friend's home and we share the kitchen and every other space. And part of the reason I rented the room almost 10 years ago is because, you know, I could have a space where when the youngest son comes over, he can have a family atmosphere, even though dad only has technically a room that he's renting. It wasn't always a room, because technically speaking, when I first moved in, I lived in the basement apartment for the first year or year and a half, I should say. But that's a story for another day. All that really matters, that as far as this is concerned, is that after about a year and a half, for reasons I'll explain another time, I ended up having to move upstairs out of the basement apartment and into just a room upstairs on the main part of the home with my friend. Either way, the point I'm trying to make for this entry is that it was supposed to be temporary, and it was convenient when he was younger, because she also has a son who's only 2 years younger than my son, actually technically a year and a half, but because of the time of year, the birthdays fall, it seems like they're 2 years younger. My son has been in high school now 2 years, and her son is still in the last year of junior high, so, you know, anyways, but for the most part, they're around the same age. And, you know, 10 years ago, that was very happy and convenient. And it was supposed to be temporary. Fast forward, almost 10 years later, I'm still here. And to say that I've outgrown the space and it's become inconvenient / completely impractical is an understatement. Like I said, now my son is 15, and although I have free reign throughout the entire house, really and truly, when he comes, you know, the majority of the time is spent with me in the room, especially now that he's a teenager. The last 2 years, you know, 2 to 3 years, has been increasingly become more of the fact that when he comes, I kind of just turn my room into his room, because he doesn't have his own room and he's a teenager now. You know, he does what teenagers does. He spends all his time on his phone or playing video games and talking to his friends via I don't know what these kids used, Instagram or you know, video chatting or whatever these young kids do. That's what he does. He does what teenagers do. And because he doesn't have his own room, I let him pretty much take over the room or my room when he's here. Usually, you know, he spends anywhere from 3 to 5 days, depending on the week. And for that entire time, my room becomes his room. My computer is in there, especially in the last year, now that school has become an online thing. He takes over the computer, and the computer basically becomes his when he's here. And he uses it for school, and he uses it also for himself. I don't know, kids today are so weird. Like, they play video games and on the computer and on the phone all at the same time. I don't understand how they do it. Sorry, that was just a completely random tangent. But man, I don't know if we were so ADD when we were their age. Because I remember just being on the phone. Maybe if you're lucky, watching TV while I'm on the phone. But I mean, these guys, they're like 10 things at once and they can't just focus. Anyways, I don't know why I said that. Anyways, this entry is probably going to be super long because I have a lot on my heart and it's probably going all over the place. But anyways, back to the point. He's sharing the space with me. He's 15 years old, and suffice to say, as a teenager, having just the one, you know, 10 foot by 12 foot space that we share, it's not very convenient or practical. So I've been working desperately over the last year and a half. I'm gonna talk year and a half. The last pretty much 3 years, I've been trying to figure out a way to get out of this situation and get my own place. You know, and with varying degrees of success / starts and stops, I've attempted to make that change. Most significantly, one of my ex-girlfriends, not the most recent one, but 3 years ago now, one of my ex-girlfriends and I had decided to finally take the plunge and move and get a place together. She also had a son who was much younger than my son. And we were going to try and make the plunge. It's an ex-girlfriend that I was dating for about 5 years on and off. And finally, about 3 years ago, we finally, you know, decided, you know, let's really go for it. Let's stop playing around and let's go for it. It was a long distance relationship. She lived in St. Catharines. I live here in Brampton, which is about, you know, half an hour outside of Toronto. Not really half an hour, but basically on the suburbs of Toronto, for those of you who are not in Toronto, Canada, and listening internationally. And St. Catharines would have been about, she is about an hour away from me, even further away. So, you know, we were going to move in together. Long story short, that fell apart. And I was back to square one. But I had even told my son that it was going to happen. He had met her and her son. And it's something that I took seriously. And we were really going to do it. And like I said, long story short, it fell apart. And I had to deal with the fallout of that, you know, letting my son know things didn't work out. And in the meantime, still continue living here in this cramped quarters. In the meantime, life is going on. He's getting yet another year older. You know, and then super fast forward to end of November, end of 2020 with the new girlfriend or the new ex-girlfriend now. She was someone I met completely new. And that was a total anomaly, totally unexpected, but truly a remarkable blessing. I never thought I could find someone online that I could connect with on that level. And everything really happened fast within the first 3 weeks of us seeing each other, starting to date each other or see each other. We really decided that we were all about each other and we really loved, I guess it was kind of almost love at first sight, and everything was amazing. And we immediately took ourselves off the dating apps and we became exclusive and were in a serious relationship within the first 3 weeks. And, you know, in short, very short time, we were planning a future together. She practically lived here for the entire 3 and a half months that we were together. I shouldn't say practically live here, but what I mean is, like, you know, every weekend was spent here with me. And, you know, we were so compatible in so many ways. You know, she was a creative as well, not in the same way I am. She was more with her hands. She makes stuff. She was a designer, home decor type of person. She's really good with the hands, building things, building furniture and designing stuff. She you know, was into crafts. She made bracelets. She was into making bead bracelets, as I had started dabbling into last year and done myself, and was making a lot of bead bracelets myself. And you know, I really saw a future with her. And it seemed that she felt the same way. And, you know, I was moving down the path of planning a future with her, and hopefully in the next year or so would have been moving towards getting a place that would allow my son, again, obviously, to have his own space and room for this new relationship. Again, it fell apart. Long story short, as quickly as it started, it came to an abrupt, almost out of the blue end, in February of this year, which is about 3.5 months into it. And again, this entry probably seems all over the place, but honestly, it's all connected. And it's all connected to what I'm feeling this morning, in that I miss the love that I had and that feeling of being in a relationship and having a monogamous partner. And even going beyond that, just the rare, super rare and once and only in my lifetime experience of being with someone that I could actually see being a partner also in life, in work and in business and in my creative expression of how I am as a human being. That was a remarkable blessing that I got to get a tiny taste of that I've never experienced before. It's the dream, as they would say, to have a partner that you can be someone who you can partner with in life and in creative ambition or business. But mostly I miss the ability to have someone who I share my heart and soul with and care for, more than just, you know, what has been most of my single life experience over the last 10 years, which is more just having constant situationships where I'm involved with people who I'm either, you know, glorified friends with benefits or booty calls or somewhere in between there. Most of my experience, unfortunately, though my desire has been to be in a monogamous, serious relationship, it's just so hard to find the right person. And 90% of the, you know, my dating experience for the last 10 years has been not real long-term or serious relationships, just dating and constant, you know, constant revolving door of different women, different situationships, not for lack of trying and not for lack of meeting a handful who I actually, you know, would have and wanted to be with in a serious relationship. But, you know, it's life. Not everyone matches. You know, the ones that you fall for, they don't feel the same way. And then the ones who feel it with you, you don't feel the same way. So, you know, it's just life. So there's been only the two that I just explained that actually lined up, the stars aligned in who I loved and were in a serious relationship, my on and off for 5 years, and then the most recent one. So suffice to say, in the last 24 hours, 36 hours, it's just starting to hit me that, you know, I guess part of it is because I've started, you know, I have needs as a man, and sexually speaking, I have needs, and unfortunately because of those, I've kind of started talking to one or two of those situationships in the last week. And, you know, dealing with that, even though, you know, the physical needs are addressed, it kind of reminds me, it reminds me in a visceral way how much I miss the monogamous and loving real relationship that I had just a few short months ago. And I guess that's really what triggered a lot of this feeling right now of just, I wish I could have that again and pursue that again right now. And I can't pursue it because part of that last relationship ending was me coming to the, was me having to face the reality that part of the reason it ended and that woman walking away was the fact that I'm not where I'm supposed to be in life. My living situation, as I said, living here, is not only impractical for my son and my family life, and not being able to have my son here and his brothers even, you know, spending time with me in any significant way here, but it directly affects my dating. I guess the quote that my ex-girlfriend said was basically, I basically live with a woman, like with a wife, even though there's nothing going on. My landlord slash best friend, who is a female, up until 4 weeks ago was single, and we don't have anything going on. And even though, you know, my ex-girlfriend met her and was, they really hit it off, and they were, you know, seemed to be good friends, for lack of a, at the end of the day, when my ex broke up with me, she said, at the end of the day, I still live with a woman who is basically like a wife, in the sense that she, it's her home, she runs the house, I live under her rules, and you know, when my ex-girlfriend comes over, she has to deal with, in a way, tiptoeing around another woman and another woman's rules and laws, and the way that, you know, I function in the house, even when my ex would be here or my girlfriend would be here, you know, I would have to be telling her, no, we can't do certain things this way because, you know, the woman of the house doesn't like it, or the woman of the house doesn't, yeah, she likes things done a certain way. We have to, you know, when we have to look when they're not around, when she's not around, we have to cook and clean in the kitchen when we want to make food and stuff. It's, you know, around, you know, making sure the my landlord slash roommate slash best friend is not around, or like, there's just a lot of practical things. I don't even know if I'm articulating it properly, but what I'm trying to say is that, like, even a simple thing, and this is, I don't hope I'm just not putting bad stuff out there, but even a simple thing like, you know, my ex-girlfriend coming over and seeing that my landlord slash best friend, who's a woman, in the house with, in her pajamas, and for me, I don't even notice it because it's just, we're just that close. We're basically family. So she'll walk around in her pajamas and I don't even notice it. But my ex-girlfriend said she hated it and it bothered her. And it's, you know, maybe she's overreacting. Maybe she has a point. I don't know. But it's almost irrelevant because the point is, big picture wise, she's right. If I want to have a serious relationship with a woman at this age, 47 years old, I can't be living with another woman. It's just facts. Like, you know, it's been, I gotta turn this on. It's so hot outside. Sorry, I hope this doesn't totally destroy my recording. I just turned on the car because it's blazing hot and I need some AC. And the window being open is not working because I don't know if you guys can hear all the people outside talking. It's kind of distracting me. And again, as I said, this entry is probably all over the place, but it is what it is. This is Creative Matters. Like I've said before, you know what you signed up for when you clicked on this link. Anyways, all right. Hopefully that's not too loud. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Hopefully my car will settle down because it tends to be loud. But as I was saying, the bottom line is my ex-girlfriend has a point. It wasn't the only reason why she ended our relationship, but it definitely was one of the factors that played into her making the decision she made. I live with a woman who is a single woman, at least at that point. And it's not like I have my own basement, complete separate apartment. I live in the exact same living quarters as this woman. In fact, not only do I live in the same living quarters, another thing I forgot to point out, my bedroom that I rent is literally right beside my landlord friend. One wall of my bedroom is the wall that separates, that we share with her bed, that separates our two bedrooms. So literally, when I have my girlfriend over and we are in the room, and obviously it's not practical. When we want to get intimate, we're literally right beside my roommate my roommate. I'm going to stop saying that because you guys should understand by now. My roommate's a girl. And yeah, so when I say roommate, you should understand. So yes, a woman, not a girl. Sorry, my bad. So yeah, obviously that's not practical either. Like, who wants to be, you know, with your significant other when it's sexy time and all of that, and you have your your roommate literally right beside you. The walls are thin, obviously, you know. So again, it's just not practical or conducive to a serious relationship. That being said, this is where it all starts to hopefully come together and make sense, and bringing it back to my son. Being very aware of this situation and where I'm at, it's become apparent to me, and I've had this, you know, this thought or this feeling that the universe is telling me I need to take care of it and make it a priority. I'm not in a season to start looking for a serious relationship. As much as I want it and I desire it more than anything else, I've finally come to the place that I've accepted that I have to make it my number one priority in life to get out of this home and get my own place, and more importantly, get my own life on track as far as career and being a man is concerned. Because the reality is, any significant other...